When we look at the relationship between the U.S. and North Korea, what we see are a number of very interesting patterns. The principal problem that the United States has with the North Koreans is not that the North Koreans are an aggressive power or even that they are a nuclear-armed power per se, as much as the fact that North Korea continues to defy being incorporated into the global system in which the United States has hegemony. We have to remember that back in the early 1950s, the United States was involved in a war on the Korean Peninsula. The United States and South Korea were on one side, and the North Koreans and the Chinese, who were at the time under the leadership of Mao Zedong, were on the other side. And that war produced a stalemate. That's why North Korea is divided even today, over 60 years later. That's why tens of thousands of American troops are still stationed in South Korea. And it's really that situation, that legacy, is what has perpetrated the conflict between the United States and North Korea for all of these years. The North Korea poses no credible threat to American national security whatsoever. Rather, the conflict between the United States and North Korea is a legacy of the Korean War, and it's also due to North Korea's refusal to be incorporated into the global system, to open up its borders to trade and investment by American corporations and so forth. Now, it is true that North Korea has nuclear weapons, and what's interesting is that when we see the conflicts that emerge from time to time between the United States and North Korea, it's really sort of a smoke and mirror show in the sense that internally North Korea suffers from a great deal of difficulty in terms of low productivity economically. If you want to see the difference, for example, between North Korea and South Korea, all you have to do is look at a satellite map and look at a photograph of the two nations taken at night. You'll see that South Korea is very well lit up. It's a very bright country in the evening. We see that North Korea is very dark, and it's a society that has stagnated to a great degree economically. And as a result of that, the North Koreans are extremely dependent on external nations for economic support, primarily the Chinese. The Chinese are North Koreans, North Korea's primary ally, and to a large degree, the regime in North Korea survives largely because of the support that it gets from the Chinese in terms of food, in terms of fuel, and other things. And for this reason, the North Koreans really pose no threat to other nations. And occasionally what will happen is that North Korea will engage in a great deal of belligerent rhetoric against the United States. They might shoot off a rocket ship or a missile or something like that, and what they'll do is they'll shoot it out into the ocean. They won't actually aim a missile or anything like that at North Korea or at Japan or anything that they know it would produce an actual war in the region. Rather, they'll shoot off a missile into the Pacific Ocean. They'll use a lot of bellicose rhetoric, and then, of course, Washington will ritually denounce what North Korea has said or done, and then it goes back to business as usual. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep the fuel and the food and the other technological equipment and other things coming to North Korea. And in that sense, North Korea is ironically somewhat intertwined into the international system and indirectly because of the trade relationship between China and North Korea. Between China and North Korea, and also China and the United States. The United States is China's primary trading partner. The United States is China's largest export market. China is also very dependent on the United States for investment and things like that. So there's this very symbiotic relationship economically with regards to trade between the United States and China. And ironically, China's economy has expanded dramatically in the past 40 years or so, and the wealth that's growing in China, in part, you know, is being used to maintain the North Korean regime as well, indirectly. So in this very indirect way, North Korea actually is incorporated into the global system. But the bellicosity that you see coming from the North Korean regime is to a large degree a smoke and mirror show. This is a regime that's actually very weak internally. It's very unlikely they would ever do anything that would provoke an actual war with, say, the United States by attacking one of America's allies in the Pacific, such as in South Korea, such as Japan, because they know that the Chinese would shut off their support for the North Koreans at that point, because the United States is too important to the Chinese as a trading partner. If North Korea got to be a legitimate liability in that sense, the Chinese would eventually drop their support for the North Koreans. So really this is nothing to be concerned about, in the sense that this is just standard business as usual that's been going on for decades, and it's just another cycle.